Okay, this is continuing with Professor Ginsberg on 30th August 76.
I can proceed.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Right.
So, to finish with this, after this book was finished, I in fact already don't work more in the field. In fact, we published together with Dr. Ruhadze a book which is one step further, and it is in Russian, it called Waves in Magnetoactive Plasma.
I see.
And it is published in English in the Handbuch der Physik.
Ah, yes.
In one of the chapters of Handbuch der Physik, one of the last chapters, I don't remember, 52 or something. I don't remember exactly the number, but it is easy to find that. And I finished working in this direction. So now I come to science back.
Okay.
I give you, this is a good reference.
Right.
Coming to science back, of course I was working in radiowave propagation, and now I begin the story connected with this paper.
Right.
It's just connected with your question. You see, in Russia, it was during these years, pre-war time, one great man and his friend. The great man was the late Professor Mandelstam, Leonid Isakovich Mandelstam. It was a really great man, and he was teacher of Tam and all others. And he discovered with Landsberg what you call Raman effect, discovered earlier and better in our opinion. But I wouldn't, well, it is not chauvinistic remark, it is true. But it is not connected with our story.
Right.
This Mandelstam have many horses, optics, and the second horse was just oscillation, radio wave propagation, etc. And in this second direction, his nearest friend and collaborator was Professor Popolecki.
I see.
Who also was, at this time, during the war, he was full member of the Our Academy, and he was also in Penn Lebedev Institute. And during the war, it happens that I was in the laboratory when he was ahead, and I was connected with him. I was independent, but connected with the work of this laboratory with radio wave propagation. And Mandelstam and Popolecki, it would be interesting to you, even during the 30s, have ideas to have reflection from the moon, radar moon things. And they thought about, and something was even published in Russian literature. You can find this easily. In Russia, it is published a collected paper by Mandelstam and collected paper by Popolecki after their death.
There are such a book
of their collected papers.
And one of these papers is a 1930s paper talking about the possibility.
No, I am afraid that it is not special paper, but some included in something else.
In some discussion.
Or some paper which is accompanied. But in fact, I mentioned that it is possible to prove, and it is not only thing which is in my memory.
Yeah.
So they thought about possibility to look for reflection from the moon. And with this I have no connection at all.
Right.
But my story begins with Professor Popolecki asked me if it is possible to have also reflection from the sun.
Right.
And from this paper begins, as you see.
Right.
Yes. And this is the beginning of the story. Popolecki asked me, because I was, of course, every educated man understands that solar corona is a huge ionosphere, the same laws, the same things. Now you understand. I have just at this moment background with propagation of electromagnetic waves. So quite naturally, that Popolecki asked me, I am interested in obtaining reflection, radar reflection from the sun.
Yeah.
Please tell me if coefficient of reflection would be high, low, etc. It was his question. It is here.
Right.
And I begin to think, and in the end of the paper, I answer his questions that it's possible to have a reflection. But what most interesting in this paper is that I understood that sun have to be powerful emission of radio waves because of Kirchhoff theorem, because it was some indications that the solar corona is very hot.
Right.
And if it is hot and the radio waves cannot penetrate near to the chromosphere, it is natural to have this. And this is contained in this paper.
This paper
is quite correct and everything is all right.
Now, did you know about any of the work going on in the West right after the war?
I quote here several papers.
And, oh, yes.
It is all I knew. that there are radio emissions of short waves in South Wales
and Rebar
above
also.
Rebar, also low temperature, a short note by Appleton that are sporadic emission. But all you know, I like to quote.
Right.
It is not the case I know something and not quote. So
right.
Everything I know is here.
So you didn't know about the radio bursts or any of this?
No, Appleton already have seen something which I try to interpret as radio bursts.
Oh, that's right. Appleton had a short article. That's
yes,
right.
Yes.
Yes.
This, yes. It is the first part of the story. The
right.
second part, naturally, quite naturally, it was, because I have interest in this, it have to proceed, how to say, to continue.
Right.
And in this connection, I looked for literature, and it is partly answer to your question. I like to write reviews for Uspekhi Physical Science, and I wrote two, possibly you have here.
47.
And it was other in nearby time, only in Uspekhi. It was two, connected with radio emission of the sun. It was some review of radio emission of the sun,
right.
New results. I remember that in one of these papers, it was a proposal to use sun diffraction on the sun limb, which was afterwards more carefully done with Getmanson and myself in this, but the first mention was something
in
here.
In this review article, I see.
One of these two. It was two.
Now, you were thinking of using the limb of the moon?
Yes, as a...
A knife edge?
Not a knife edge, it is other part of the story, but to diffraction, a diffraction edge, to see
right.
the resolving power.
Right.
Edge is much more trivial.
Right.
But diffraction is also trivial, I do not say it is something. But in any case, I am not would like to say about the merit, but I say about the source.
Right.
So it is two here,
right.
these two papers, and in one of them it was, and it was a development here about the edge. It is important to my story because Professor Papaleksi became rather enthusiastic about all this solar affair,
right.
And he himself proposed to use solar. It is to your story would be interesting. Proposed to use solar eclipse just as you mentioned as a shutter, because at that time it was no good resolution at all.
Right.
And he said if we have a total solar eclipse, we can during the total phase the radio emission would be half.
Right.
Not 1 million, but something else.
Right.
And that is why he organized expedition to Brazil.
Right.
It is 20th of May and 47.
Right.
And
Kaiken and Chicachev.
Yes, and prize for me, because I do what was to include in this expedition. During the long time, I was an exceptional man in Russia, because nobody traveled at that time.
Right.
I was in this Brazil. I was in staff of this expedition.
Oh, you were on that ship?
Yes.
Oh, I see.
But I was connected in radio wave propagation mainly, in fact, I was an experiment. So I was, as I mentioned, it was my prize. It was a, how to say, prize for working in the field. It was the case that I was active practical worker. I helped.
See.
But I was on this ship, yes.
And so can you, in the article, they describe how they had to order the captain to move the ship around
yes.
changing the ropes and all.
Can you tell
me about that?
Yeah, by the way, not quite. I will tell you the story. We came to this place. It was
Bahia
near,
Bay.
Yes, something near Rio de Janeiro. And I was the main part of the expedition. Come to the Midland, how to say, to the inner part of the country.
To the inland?
Yes, inland.
Right.
Minas Gerais, something like this. And we have optical observation, which failed completely due to bad weather. And I was connected with radio wave sounding of ionosphere. And it was quite successful. And Haikin and Chikhachev on the ship come to Bahia, and
right.
they... And there they observe. So I wasn't on the ship at the moment of observation. So, but their paper is published.
Right.
And
I know that paper.
All right.
But do you remember at all any stories that they told about this experiment? I would love to.
It was they used old installations of radar installations.
Was it a mattress spring sort of?
1.5 meters. Quite a moderate, but I can't tell you anything, in fact, outside it published in their paper many right. years ago. It observation, and I remember that they the result was, it was really the right. first result about solar eclipse.
Right.
With radio waves, and it's quite successful that it is really a high temperature current.
Right, indeed. So, was there any trouble in getting the Navy to agree to give
it,
you a ship?
Yes, it, you see, in fact, I forget to remember that Professor Papalexy died before the departure. And other, possibly it was taken already the decision. Our director was the late president of the Academy, Vavilov,
mm-hmm.
Sergei Ivanovich. It is not his brother, biologist, it was physicist. And he was president of the Academy, influential man, and he applied for these things. It was already the decision to give us the ship, etc. And in Russia, you know, if it is a decision on the highest level,
right.
everything afterwards works.
Right.
So we had the ship. It was something curious because the ship was in Libava. I don't know, Lipaya now. It is in Latvia. And it was even impossible to go out because it was ice.
Ah, yes.
Exceptional year. Always first time during these 100 years, you right. see. And we have special icebreaker.
Ah, yes.
And this icebreaker put us out right. of this Lipaya. It is interesting to you. And I remember that it was after wartime and our ship came to small city in Sweden, it called Karlshamn, mm-hmm. as far as I remember. And in this Karlshamn, it have to go on some round, some little island to make safe that it would be not exploded on the magnetic mines.
Ah, yes.
It is demagnetization.
Right.
Some demagnetization process
right.
Was, and afterwards we came, and it was a horrible thing for me because I am seasick, and because of this delay, seasick, you understand?
Seasick, right.
And because of this delay with the ice, etc., our ship was absolutely empty, only was water. So I feel right. myself very badly indeed.
Right.
And we came to Southampton. In Southampton, I remember we were. Injection against the yellow fever was done because
right.
we supposed that we would come to a very wild part of Brazil. In fact, it was a beautiful hotel and
right.
no yellow. And afterwards, I remember my wife was very upset that when we begin our way from Southampton to South America, a huge storm took place. Even yeah. by radio, it was announced that it's 11 balls, how to say, 11.
What?
11, it is.
Scale 11?
Scale 11. It is yeah. oh, the right. huge.
Right.
And we come back to Southampton, but after one or two days, we begin to travel to North America, and afterwards, when we finish this ship come to Argentina, Uruguay, Holland first time, because on the way back, it right. takes some cargo.
Right.
And we come back.
So you had a whole tour?
Yes, whole tour.
Well, but what kind of ship was it? I thought it was a military ship.
No, absolutely no. It
oh.
is a ship which reparation, due to reparation, obtained from Finland. Gribojedov it called. It is ship 5,000 tons. It is a ship which was used by Finns to take fruit from America to Finland.
So it was a cargo ship, actually?
Yes, it was quite a cargo ship, 5,000 tons, something like this. And this ship was given
very
to us.
Very interesting.
All right.
Let me ask, if
yes.
during the late 40s, did you know about the work that Shlosky was doing about the same time?
You see, just at this moment, I have to, it is already third or fourth time here, but I must tell you, it is just happens that I am in very bad relation with Shklovsky. We do not speak. We was friends in the past, but we have a personal quarrel, and we do not speak now during 7 years. I believe that in such conditions, the most the best thing for me not to speak about him at all, because it can be biased. I wouldn't like to do. Excuse me, please, but
well,
I would
okay.
Avoid him. From this story,
okay.
you everything you can prove and must everything see in the papers, etc. So about personal things, of course.
But I just want to know: did you know about each other's work at the time?
In fact,
you're in different institutes.
No, we're in different institutes.
Right.
And we are of the same age. And during a long period till 67, so it is many years, we was quite communicative. In fact, I can say that this my work was published.
The 46 paper,
46,
right.
And he also published a paper in 46 about the same topic with some other technique,
right,
etc. And I, in any case, haven't knew about his paper anything.
You did not know about it at
yes,
that time.
Yes, but afterwards we have, of course, contacts and all things. But I would like to avoid these subjects. You would understand this because in other case, I can say something wrong and I wouldn't like.
Right, okay.
Use possibilities that I speak with you and he now.
Right.
Unable to speak. In any case, it is not my.
Okay.
I'm not.
All right. Back in the Soviet Union after this expedition, did you continue to work on astrophysical?
No, yes. Just I came to this point. So after this eclipse, about the. Here it is mainly about sun in quiet conditions, as you know.
Right.
And afterwards, it is important that I just was a professor this in Gorky. And my activity in... I belong to rare now animals which work in many directions.
Right.
I have many papers and in solid states, superconductivity, etc., etc. So what I would like to mention is that because I was have a chair of radiopropagation, radio astronomy in Gorky, my activity connected with these things was concentrated
part.
In Gorky.
I see.
And I had very good graduate and postgraduate people. But I shall give you all these names.
And but hold on, look, the chair was in radio
in
propagation.
It called radio propagation, but in fact I have done what you like.
I see.
Partly changed to radio astronomy.
Right.
So, the best man in this team was Zheleznikov, with whom I have many papers published.
Right.
And also Getmantsev was my graduate.
Right.
Gershman, Denisov, Benediktov, Mitikov, and many others. Pisareva.
Right.
So, the activity was there. And now I would proceed with this, not speaking about radio wave propagation, which was done with these people, about radio astronomy.
Right.
First of all, it was with Getmantsev this.
Right.
Thing. And with Zheleznikov, we work in radio, in solar emission of excited sun, so to say, of non-thermal
right.
emission of the sun. And all these papers, practically, is quoted in this book.
Because in the 1970
yes, there are
press.
Chapter on right. radio wave propagation
okay.
in the sun and sun-solar emission, and our thing is quoted there. So you would...
I'll definitely check that, right.
...found everything there. And I hope that we have done something, especially about solar emission of second type. Even now, these papers are quoted.
Of the type 2 bursts?
Third, of the type 3 bursts.
The type 3 bursts, I see.
Maybe.
So here's my copy of that
yes. All right.
paper. But now, the next article that I have, if we go in
yes.
chronological order, is with Getmantsev,
yes.
and you talk about the lunar occultation.
Yes, this I mentioned already.
Right. The next one is where you show that electron-electron collisions don't give any negligible absorption.
Ah, but it is radio wave propagation.
Well, but it's still relevant
yes.
to radio
this
astronomy.
This is, of course, in this
right.
book. Electrons don't give nothing.
But now we come to 51 in the Doklady Academy.
Yes. I shall come just to this point.
In which you talk
yes,
for the
yes,
first
about
time
synchrotron.
About synchrotron.
No, unfortunately, not first time, but I shall
okay,
come to this
point. Okay.
So I would like to finish this line. This line... was with Zheleznikov, it was solar emission, and it was in 58 something.
It was a 59 article.
Yes, 59, it was several things, all is here. So it is one line,
okay.
solar radio emission. All right. The second line, because it is, I abandoned it afterwards, so I would come later to the 51.
Right.
The second line was some propagational effect connected with oscillations with this, how we call it, twinkling.
Oh,
with twinkling.
The ionospheric
yes, yes, yes.
Right.
Ionospheric and interstellar and intergalactic. All these things was with Pisareva, and also I have my own several papers. Most probably it is also quoted in this 1970. Right. I don't remember if I have anything published afterwards, but I claim it is not a good in Russian to claim something, it means something so special. He claims.
Right.
It
right.
Have to
it's
be
the same
proved.
In English.
But
right.
You will prove everything, I hope. So I claim that in our papers with Pisareva,
right.
It was, and my own, it was the first time that many of these effects, like, for instance, twinkling in intergalactic space, twinkling in many things.
Interstellar.
Yes. Interstellar and many things. You have to read it. I don't remember myself. But unfortunately, it is not very easy available. It was part of them were published, but it is very important material. You must definitely, if you like to have a history from the first
right.
source,
well, do you think
not about myself only, about Shklovsky and everybody. You
right.
must look, I would give you this.
Right.
It was proceedings.
Well, is it this 1955 conference?
Yes, 53 right. and 55.
Right, the Treaty.
Yes. That is, it
right.
was two proceedings.
No, I know that. I know,
they
I
are
know
very
that.
Important.
I know
deal.
That book.
Yes,
yeah.
All right. Definitely on the West. And it was a discussion. And here you would see many interesting things which I wouldn't tell you due to these obstacles. Who was say was.
Right.
Who what was say.
Okay. I will I know that book. I haven't looked
yes.
at it very much, but
yes.
I will
all
definitely
right.
do that.
And you know Russian. You can read.
A very little bit, but somebody will help
somebody.
Me. Right.
All right. So, the second part of the story, or I don't know what part.
Right.
In any case, it is connected with propagation effects, but I abandoned this very soon. It is my weak point and my strong point. I don't like to make detailed things I understand in general, or,
right.
and I come to other things.
You don't stay with something for
yes,
a long time.
Yes, with more fun.
Right.
So now I begin the story, if you have nothing against, connected with the most important, synchrotron radiation, etc. And you understand?
Yes.
All right.
I wish all my people were so organized. I mean, you've got it all organized how you want to say it. Most people...
It's not okay. All right.
Okay.
So, it is just I come to this point. I must say that I am not an astronomer at all. It happened that I was educated in such time in Russia where it is not so organized education, so I have not finished the school, in fact. And the university came to the second course. So I don't learn astronomy at all. Never. And afterwards I was already a grown-up man and lazy to learn. So for me, coordinates, all these things is very difficult till now. I don't know. But in any case, just in this period, 51 or something like this, I already have something behind me, what I mentioned to you.
Right.
I mean solar physics and some propagation,
right.
etc. And just as in this year I came to the other topics, which is now seems to me much more interesting and
right.
I proceed somehow. It is radio astronomy, origin of cosmic rays, and in general high energy astrophysics.
Right.
All that. How it begins, as far as I remember, of course I looked for radioastronomical news, and I knew that there are radio stars, as it's called at that time, was
right.
observed. And people supposed that these radio stars are something. That these radio stars. Oh, it is raining. That these radio stars is something unusual. Stars, very much of them, etc., etc. And I was not satisfied by this work, but have done nothing. And afterwards, I have seen a paper. So I wasn't first. I wouldn't claim that I was first. I have seen a paper by Alfen and Herlofson.
Right.
And by Kippenhoer.
Right.
And you know this.
1950.
Yes, but what I can say about in my merit, how to say in English? In my merit, to my merit.
To my merit.
To my merit.
Right.
That I understood immediately. All other in Russia and outside many years have any suspicion. But I immediately understand that it is very effective because I'm a physicist. For me it was absolutely clear the mechanism. And this mechanism was used for accelerator, etc. So this my paper in 51, which you mentioned, it is just, and of course I quote Alfen and Herlofson and Kippenhoer, nothing
right.
like to take their credit for me. It is this paper. You can see.
Yes, here it is here.
Uh-huh.
English, well, here's the Russian.
Yes, all right. So you can see without any difficulty.
This is the 1950 paper.
1951. Yes. You see. Unsold, Alfen, Herlofson, Kippenhoer, everything
right.
is here. So
right.
I my conscience, how to say, is absolutely
right.
safe.
Right.
But I have done something important, I believe, nevertheless, because, here it is, my own version, I would say, because I recalculated the results and proved everything, etc., and have seen that it works very good, and it is quite astonishing how these things was not not adapted by others. I wouldn't speak about Russia. You would see everything in this 53 and before, because I convinced them during 2 or 3 years about this. And
you convinced them that this was the best,
that it works, and they claim that no, it is not the case, etc.
Oh, you mean you had trouble convincing other?
Of course. In Russia, I convinced them till 53, in other countries afterwards, and I will give you an example.
Okay.
For instance, in Unsold's book,
that's right.
First edition, it is. He even mentioned my paper of 33, so there are other explanations about radio emission, but it is
right.
Not need to go to enter this. It's the first example. Second example, I was unable to travel, and I sent a paper to Manchester Symposium in Radio Astronomy. I don't remember what year it is.
55.
And two papers wasn't published in the volume of Symposium, and one of them about this secret radio emission. It is quite amusing for the history of radio astronomy.
Amazing.
This you must definitely, and I just mentioned in my Paris Symposium paper. So it is not only my words.
Hmm.
If you would look
okay.
to Manchester Symposium,
right.
it would give your book some fun. It is also interesting.
Oh yes. Oh,
if
I,
you
I
would
know.
Look to Manchester Symposium.
Oh, you mean the Paris Symposium?
No. If you look in Manchester Symposium, there are a note in the preface
yes.
that two papers is not published, even not mentioning mine. Two papers is not published, but one of them is mine. I don't know what is that.
Right.
Because it was a short review of somebody who mentioned this possibility, but the main paper was in Unsold about radio stars.
Right. But you say you sent the paper and it
yes.
still did not get published.
Yes. I
well,
said, and Pickelner was at their symposium and they pronounced right. it, but it was not published.
Hmm.
Afterwards?
Well, I'll have to ask Vanderholst about that. He was the editor.
Yes, yes. Oh, I pushed him very strongly. I told him.
Afterwards.
Yes, yes, yes. I met him.
And
he said, oh, it was a mistake. Yes, 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 yes.
I think.
It is not the story I tell only to you. No, he make a mistake. Everybody makes a mistake. Afterwards, at the Paris Symposium, I sent other paper. And at the Paris Symposium, there was two papers. One with Zheleznikov about radio emission. And one about all these things. And there, as far as I remember, I am not quite sure, I mentioned this, that my paper wasn't published in Manchester.
I see.
So you would see this in Paris Symposium is the next very important source.
Right. Now, I was just noticing that at the Manchester Symposium,
yes.
that you did have a paper.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry, I've got Troitsky's thing here. Forget it. Paris Symposium.
I have it. Paris too. In Manchester, I have no paper. I don't remember. Or possible on other topics.
I don't see any here for Paris Symposium.
No, you would look afterwards. There are in Paris Symposium.
I'll definitely know this. Yeah.
I have this volume, and so it is no doubt.
Okay, I'll check that.
Yes.
Yeah, I must have made a mistake.
All right. So in Paris Symposium, at Paris, it was already adapted, the synchrotron
right.
sync, and I wasn't able to travel at that time. So it is the first part of the story. The second part of the story, not the second, it is already, I must quote, and here, to avoid some misunderstanding, I even give here or here, I don't remember. We have with Saravatsky two papers on synchrotron radiation. These two papers, both is printed in Annual Review of Astronomy and Astrophysics. One in 65, one in 69.
Right.
I don't remember in which of them I specially, intentionally, give a history of synchrotron research.
I see.
Due to some of these quarrels, I don't know.
Okay, I'll
I don't
check
remember
that.
It one.
Right.
And it is also included in my paper in Scientific American. I wrote, it is a quite good paper, I believe. It was mistakes. It is not important. In any case, it was also in Scientific American, Astrophysics of Cosmic Rays or something like this.
And this was about when?
It is also history of synchrotron and cosmic rays. But it is not so interesting. Look better for this.
Okay.
I remember now that it was mistakes here. in translation. This is the serious paper. Okay. Arnold Rivera, Astronomy Astrophysics.
Okay.
All right. Let us close this chapter about synchrotron.
Well, not quite yet. Can I ask you a couple of questions?
Please.
Why do you think there was so much reluctance to accept this mechanism in the West?
I believe because they were not physicists. For physicists, it is very clear and immediately clear, absolutely transparent mechanism. And the West, it was just a merging of physicists and astrophysicists. I can tell you in the end my general view, if you like,
yes,
about
like
the development of astronomy during these 30 years, but it was just, but I can say even now, astronomy changed. It is better if I say now. I believe that it is, our time is a great, second greatest revolution in astronomy, in the sense that the first was connected with Galileo. It is an open to discussion question, what to call revolution.
Right,
some people
sure.
call change in views. And I would call here a change of method which influenced change of views also. What I mean? Galileo first used telescope and then
right.
changed the astronomy. Of course, change of views was connected with Copernicus. Also now change of views connected with general relativity. But what I have in mind, it is change of astronomy for optical to all wavelengths astronomy.
That's right.
It is giant process which begins
right.
with Jansky, Reber and all these things.
Right.
And it goes now, and is now it is near the completion because
right.
in some sense, because we have gamma rays, X rays, and we think about even about neutrino and about gravitational astronomy.
Right.
It is a giant process. Of course, this giant process is connected with input into astronomy of many physicists. And physicists have their own language, their own customs, their own understanding, etc. I am trained as a physicist, and to astronomers, some new processes which wasn't used in astronomy is something they don't understand. And I understand what I can say. And this synchrotron is a very peculiar thing. In this second paper, this second thing, 69 was published because it was errors even in our own papers connected to his moving on the helix and not on the... Usually, for simplicity, people look for synchrotron radiation on the circle. But movement on the helix have its own peculiarities and
right,
it is here.
Right.
So I would like to say that, of course, here was done a lot, and what I can say, you might.
Let me ask, in your paper in 1950, you cosmic ray electrons had not been measured then.
Yes.
There was only an upper limit.
Yes.
Of 100 times
yes,
smaller
yes,
by Rossi.
And afterwards it was absurd.
But you seem right. But you seem quite confident that they had to be
yes,
there.
Yes. Because it is also physics and not astronomy. Because it is if you have cosmic rays, we know that there are cosmic rays which are accelerated somehow, and
okay.
it has protons and nuclei. How is it possible not to accelerate some part of electron?
But why
even secondary electron have to be? I don't remember even, but for me it was no question. Hence, of course, but of course, what it is the physical sense, or not physical, it would be, it is science, because I calculated and I see that it is enough 1% to give the radiation. If
right.
I come to the conclusion that you must have 100% and we don't observe, then
right.
I would... astonished, surprised,
right.
and not believe. So it is all right.
Let me also ask about this business where you calculated that it might be synchrotron radiation that was causing these bursts that this
yes.
foresight that
yes, yes, yes.
found. And you say that, well, maybe it's electrons in the Earth's atmosphere.
Yes, I don't know.
Do you know what's happened to this at all?
In fact, many people afterwards use something, not my, I claim, but simply, it have some development, but I have done nothing in this direction.
Yeah.
So you would found, if anything is interesting in this respect. May I mention, speaking about this synchrotron and origin of
yes.
cosmic rays, I also would like to quote review Uspechi Fiznauk, which is the first.
In 51.
51. It was translated in Fortschritte der Physik. It is easier for you, possibly in German. And it is also in Novo Semente supplement. 1936.
Right, I've got that.
Everything is here. Now I must, the second, last possibly part of the story mentioned, it is connection with cosmic radiology. You see, the point is that you are more interested in radio astronomy, as far as
right.
I understand. But naturally, this work put me to the question of radio wave propagation. And I proceed with this radio wave propagation using radio astronomy. And in this connection, I put for you here the last results. The last results. First of all, our book with Saravatsky was
right.
in the 44. And two new, which is possibly not known, Philosophical Translation of the Royal Society. It is my paper. And the last one, it is with Ptuskin, Review of Modern Physics, 76. I don't remember the page.
That's all right.
1st of April. And now I would like to mention also the paper with Zheleznikov about radio emission of pulsars and mechanism of pulsars radio emission.
Can I ask you a question before we change to pulsars?
All right.
It seems to me that one of the attractiveness of the synchrotron theory would be that it would explain both the radio emission and with something that was already known to be there, the cosmic rays.
Yes.
All at once, right?
Yes.
But now, what about the idea, you had papers saying that supernovae and novae were the origins of cosmic rays, and so you could also explain the discrete sources in the same overall model.
It begins to work, which is called astrophysics of cosmic rays, or high energy astrophysics connected with this. Of course.
Right.
It is, you see, I can tell in few words, it is, radio astronomy is a tool, and from this tool we know that there are in discrete sources in our galaxy, in radio galaxies, in I believe in halo, by the way, of our galaxy. It is a quarrel, you can see here, everything
right.
in four. And it is two points here. First of all, if we assume that electrons is only 1%, and if we assume the equipartition,
right.
It is sometimes connected with Burbage, but here I must say definitely you would see everything in 53. Burbage possibly hadn't knew our work, but
right.
It was all this calculation. If you take this into account, you come to the conclusion that cosmic rays is important dynamical and energetical source in radio galaxies, supernovae, etc. It is first, and the second, even in the cases it is dynamically not so important, it is a source of information. But weak point of all this was that we must argue about cosmic rays indirectly. We must assume that everywhere the ratio of electrons to protons, it is a weak point. And now, which I would like to finish, in fact, I would answer your question, but my story I would like to finish saying that now the next great step in all these things is connected with gamma astronomy. Gamma astronomy give us possibility to look not for electrons but for a nuclear component
right.
because this
right.
nuclear component make pi zeros and these pi zeros you understand
right.
the case
okay.
and give you
right.
gamma. And all this you would found for instance here.
In your 76
gamma,
76, article,
yes.
right.
No, it is not only my work, I do not
right.
claim, but I try so.
But
so
you think that's the important thing?
Yes, very important. And I understand that you plan to give history of radio astronomy, but my advice would be, of course, it is impossible to take all these things,
yeah.
but some connection you must, with even with few words or have
sure.
a page, but you must mention the development, the roots,
right.
not only radio and nothing.
Oh yes, no, I definitely plan.
Yes,
in fact. Like you say, I think it's very important because it was the first spectral region that was opened
yes.
up, and
it led to all
the others.
Yes.
And also, I'm very interested in the relation between how the optical astronomers accepted radio astronomy.
Mm-hmm.
And I might ask you about the Russian optical astronomers.
Oh, they were very reluctant to ask. Till now, I treat it as a physicist. It is, for me, not important. And in fact, I'm a physicist.
Yeah.
But for them, I'm a physicist, and abroad, it happens so. You see, it is a difference between physics and astronomy. Astronomer, till now, it is a corporation. And you have here Astronomical Union.
Right.
And all astronomers around the world came and etc. Nothing like this in physics, because so many physicists. So it is not such a brotherhood.
Right.
Or not such a... It is not a brotherhood, in fact, but you understand.
Yes.
Here contact is much much more... So, for instance, my own work, I would say astronomy and astrophysics is 25%.
Yes.
Of my work,
right.
Which is very roughly. But about as people knows, it would be even more, because most I know this as astronomer, possibly more, not more, but not proportional to the amount, to
right.
the number of papers, or, because it is different, there are different fields, you could say.
Yes.
Here it is more concentrated.
Right.
All right. I can finish only with few words about present state. I am now nearly 60 year old. I would be 64th of October, so it is very soon. It is not best.
Yeah, that's a very good date for Russian
Sorry?
Science, isn't it?
It is by accident.
That was your birthday present.
Yes. So it is not the best age, of course, for a creative and intensive work, but I still trying to work hard. And
well,
I have.
I think you're still producing
many, quite a bit. Many people, and during the last years, I am not very active in astrophysics, I might say, and to finish. This I would say that the field I look in all the time, it is cosmic ray origin, and you see here this review with Tuskin in the last hour board. No, there are something new. For instance, for radio astronomy, it's very interesting that now this idea about radio halos, I believe we in credit new. Many people thought that there are no radio halo, but I spoke, it is something in our paper with Tuskin, but here I spoke with Sonsisi,
right,
and Ecker,
yes.
And they give examples of other galaxies, which shows that there are.
Right.
So you, with them, you can have some information about science itself. So in the future, I expect to work further with radio, with origin of cosmic rays, because it is some beloved field. And
the origin and also the confinement.
Propagation, confinement, it is... Conditionalists mean origin. Origin, it is all the field,
right.
Cosmic rays. But this work with Zheleznikov about this paper about pulsars is too complicated for me. So I abandoned pulsars. Here I spoke about nuclear galaxies. Dr. Azernoy, also my former postgraduate, is very active in the field, and we prepared his review for this conference. But my own most important work during this last year was just in Leakin helium 2 near the lambda point. So
yes.
So I mainly work in physics. I'm finished, and
well,
I would like to answer your questions.
Yes, I have a few specific questions. In an article in Doklady in 56, you talk about some unaccounted for intensity fluctuations in the radio sources could be due to a phase screen. Which
yes.
is near the nebula.
Yes, yes.
Is this what you were referring to when you
talked about
interstellar scintillation?
Near the nebula and outside the nebula on the way.
In the interstellar regions.
Yes.
I must admit, I did not know about that. That looks very interesting. Now, what is this paper about also in 56? It's called The Displacement Towards the Red in the Spectra of the Sun and Stars.
Is it the Spectra of the Sun and Stars? It is not connected with radio astronomy. Or partly connected. You see, I also was, as many others, interested in verification of general relativity.
Right.
And one of the way to verify general relativity, as you know, it is redshift in the gravitational field.
Right.
At that time, it was not clear what it is, and it was papers by Finlay Frölich saying that it is wrong, etc. So this paper, as far as I remember, first of all, I look for the sun. In the sun, may I?
Yeah.
In the sun, the picture is of the following. If it is a limb,
right.
At the limb, redshift is full redshift, and here it is lower.
At the center, right.
Yes, and I explain this with some convection, which is possibly correct. And the ends of this paper, I propose to prove this redshift with satellites, with radio waves.
I see. Well, actually, you also have a paper in 58 with Getmansev and Shklovsky on the possibility.
No, Shklovsky, it is impossible. Pickler and Shklovsky, possibly. We have the one
no
common paper. I have only one paper with Shklovsky.